Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to another week here in the X Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll free 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone at xzoneradiotv.com on MSN Messenger, Skype, and all the other social media, including Facebook, MySpace, YouTube. X-Zone Radio TV, and our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. There's a lot going on in the world today. We have a Malaysian airliner that has not yet been found after a disappearing act off of radar a couple of days ago. This is the longest search where a plane has not been found or crash site has not been found in history. There are several factors being added to the equation as the days goes on. Yesterday there were phony passports that were discovered with certain passengers. And now the military is saying that it has radar tracking of the Malaysian airliner, who no one knows what happened aboard, actually turning back with no radio transmission to air traffic control, which is totally not what would happen. A pilot would contact air traffic control, request or advise the turn. Air traffic control would then give the permission and ask what the problem was. But this has not been happened. Several questions being raised. And of course, we have our good old friend. For this hour, we're going to be talking about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, former KGB colonel, a lot on the plate for a Monday morning here in the X Zone. My guest this hour is Hassan Jeffer. He is the astrologer to the stars. You may have seen him on Larry King and other international shows. His website is www.astrocycles.com, and he wrote a fascinating article based on astrology entitled Vladimir Putin and Ukraine. And joining me now from his Toronto offices is my friend Hassan Jeffer. And Hassan, welcome back.
Hi,
to
Rob.
The X-Zone, buddy.
Hi. By the way, it's astrocycles.net.
Oh, yeah, sure. You keep on changing your websites.
Somebody else has taken up.
But it's okay. You're in Toronto. Rob Ford is in Toronto. So, you know, I'll accept that. Not meaning that you're like Rob Ford, please. That's not what I meant at all. It's just that.
You know what I always wonder, though, like, is he really good in his work? But apparently a lot of people like him, and apparently he's a fantastic mayor, though. And besides his personal habits and all that, and I don't know much about what he does and all that, but apparently he's really saved Toronto a lot of money. Is that true?
I don't know. You know, here in Hamilton, we have our own problems with Mayor Bob Bertina and crew. It seems that no matter where you go in this world of ours, Hassan, there are problems. And, you know, if you were to put every politician in a bag and put your hand in and pull one out, you'd be getting the same thing all over again. So,
but what a difference, you know, when you say like a mature, professional look, whether it's right or not, like Putin, the way he comes across is so professional, isn't it?
Well, compared to the wuss of the United States, you better believe it.
Absolutely, yeah. He has that Mercury in Libra, so a very strong sense of fairness and justice and all that. I'm not saying justifying any of his things.
Sure.
The problem becomes, you know what's really interesting is his chart is very much like Iran's Ahmadinejad.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Now, one thing which is very important, you cannot bully these people. The key words are peace, fairness. You have to use those words on them. And so rather than say, we'll do this and we'll do that, we'll bring this, it means nothing to them. Yeah. It's a sense of fairness of what you're doing. Is this fair, that aspect?
When we come back, we'll talk about this fascinating article that we're going to tell you, Exonation, how you can read it. Exonation, Hassan Jeffer is our special guest, www.astrocycles.net. That's www.astrocycles.net. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the Exon, coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. www.astrocycles.net is the website for my guest this hour and good friend, Hassan Jeffer. He is the astrologer to the stars, to the corporate 500 gurus. And he's here tonight with us here on the X-Zone. We're talking about Vladimir Putin and the Ukraine, a fabulous article that Hassan has written. We've published it through all our social media sites. And if you'd like to get a, if you'd like to read it, Hassan, what website can listeners go to read it?
Astrocycles.net.
There you go. It's that, it's that easy. Hey, listen, before we get going on this fantastic article, do you do dream analysis?
I do have a Moon-Pluto aspect, yes. Okay. I've written about it a lot, yes.
This is a real dream I had two nights ago. And it's one of those dreams that you don't forget. So I believe it's got some significance, and I've known you for a number of years now, and I'd like to get your opinion on it.
Sure.
The dream starts, where I start remembering the dream, is I'm with somebody, and we're in an area that has a number of tents. He brings me to this green tent, and the only thing that's in the tent is a guitar, and it's leaning up against a wall, and behind the guitar is a snake. Now, as I watch, the snake comes out of behind the guitar and stands up, and it's a king cobra. The king cobra passes me by, stops, looks at me, and then continues down the path again for a little while, stops, looks at me, and then turns left into the woods. That's the dream.
Okay, now, the important thing is, how did you feel? Were you scared? Were you... in awe of the king cobra, like how are you feeling?
I wasn't scared. I had no fear. It was more like I was in awe of seeing such a magnificent snake, a king cobra. And I have never dreamt of a snake before.
I think what it is first of all, the guitar part, that makes sense. For example, you know, the singing and the voice, and you have a beautiful voice. Of course, that aspect is one aspect, but I think it's more of an identification. Because it was a king cobra, not just any snake. Mm-hmm. Somebody who people admire. And that's very, very important. That's somebody who should be the king. Hmm. And is seen as the king. It's an identification for yourself that you are like that. And when you talk, it is like playing a beautiful instrument by people. Because a lot of my clients also have said, you know, like, you have such a beautiful voice. And you do.
Oh, thank you, friend.
So that aspect. So the guitar part has that voice aspect that you should be the king of your thing. I think it's that aspect of it.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that. And I appreciate your... your insight.
And I think from July, you will see the aspect when Jupiter is off your Mercury. But it's interesting that every March, mm-hmm. Sun goes into your eighth house. And eighth house is like a Scorpio house, which is considered like all the snakes and the cobras and all mm-hmm. that, you know?
Wow.
So it may have some significance with that also.
Okay, thanks again, buddy. Tell us about your article that's available at astrocycles.net.
Vladimir Putin, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I was amazed to see that the State Department spends $300,000 every year to profile the personalities of world leaders. Mm-hmm. From 2009, they've been doing that. They've spent all this money, and all they've done is 12 leaders. And it's nothing compared to what we have done here. Like, there are two completely different sides to Putin. One is a very strong sense of fairness and justice, as I said. That's that Mercury being the sign of Libra. Mm-hmm. The many lawmakers are born with that. And the other side is Venus and Scorpio, which is very intense. Emotionally, a very intense aspect, just like Ted Bundy was born with that.
Right.
That he killed like 23 nurses, but one line that he said completely shows exactly the Venus and Scorpio, that if I'm not going to have you, nobody will.
Huh.
So it is a very intense. That's why I put those two, one hiding behind those dark glasses, very private, and the other being with that dog, two complete different personalities. So this is the intense. So he has not considered Ukraine and all that. You know, there's no such thing as divorce. In his mind. These are the people in real life. They hate any aspect of divorce. And in his case, of course, yes, even his mistress has to be a loyal mistress. You know, that's a Scorpio. But the main aspect is not over yet, unfortunately. By the way, it's really interesting. You know, the astro calendar I sent you, and if you don't have that, I'll send the link again for yourself, that today the moon is in his ninth house. Mm-hmm. And Putin doesn't even know this. Mm. But it says, if you go to the ninth house, it says discussion with professors, priests, astrologers, anything with the mass communication. So without his even knowing it, Moon is actually in his ninth house today.
Wow.
It's such an interesting aspect, like all the philosophy and discussion with professors, priests, astrologers, and all that. I find that a lot of the synchronicity that happens. Now, the real danger comes up mid-April. It actually starts from beginning of April. It's a real nightmare theme in his chart, all kinds of misunderstandings and all that. Then mid-April is a major confrontation. Then exactly the same thing happens end of June till about mid-July. So after mid-July, this whole crisis will be over. But we have two major flashpoints, one in April and one in end of June and beginning of July.
How does the astrological chart of President Obama compare to that of Vladimir Putin? And do these differences act like a dove and an olive branch, or like gas and fire?
Well, they're very, very different. And basically, their charts actually get along. They get along quite well with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He's very rational. Putin is very rational, very objective. He plans. His brain line is joined. So he does everything methodically. Many of these people are saying he's just winging it. It's not at all. It's completely planned.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Obama's, he just reacts to the circumstance. He's not really, he's got long fingers, so he does plan, but in action is very fast. But he's being manipulated by a lot of people, and Putin is not. And that's the major difference between these two. Like the wars of Iraq, you know, being coerced by all these people, and Bush, and all these people are just puppets in the whole scheme. So other people are trying to control this whole thing. That's the main aspect. And I looked at the current prime minister, and his chart is quite a weak chart also. It's not really a dynamic chart or anything at all.
Right.
But Putin's chart has definitely like a political chess things, and he does have a Pluto-Mercury aspect, the ability to influence the masses in a positive way. The only problem is Neptune is very close to his Mercury, just like in Amalyat. That aspect where they tend to justify things, that's the only problem. So they have fantastic, it's like Mensa people who can make absolutely stupid mistakes once the emotions get involved. But in his case, you have to imagine it's the only base that they have. And surrounded by all this NATO, of course, he had to protect his rights. And these Ukrainian people did something really foolish. They tried to ban the Russian language. They tried to take away the lease for the 50 years that they have with Russia. And Russia was not going to have any of that at all. So they cannot live with this instability. That's why he had to acquire. I think they'll probably give the autonomy to Crimea. I don't think they will become part of Russia. I think they will be, of course, completely under influence of Russia. But just for political aspect, he'll probably try to give autonomy. Although they will probably vote to be part of Russia, but I think the autonomy would be the one. Because the hassles that are showing up is not going to be just easy. There is definitely a hassle in April and end of June and July coming up. By the way, that applies to the entire age group. That I said in December, in my newsletters, I had written that everybody who was born in 40s and 50s are going through this major nightmare period till about beginning of July. And his age group is exactly that. And also those who were born in the 80s, they're also going through exactly the same theme. It's a bit of this nightmare theme, this obsessive aspect when they jump the gun. He has Mars in his 12th house right now, 12th house majors, like intrigue, etc., and very close to his Neptune and Mercury. It's amazing that he does not show any stress on the outside. But a normal person would have had a lot of problems in this transit.
When we're talking astrology, we're talking this hour about President Vladimir Putin, his astrology, and how it reflects to the events that we see happening in the Ukraine. But with all the people in Ukraine, all the different astrological signs, all the different astrological charts, and I'm talking from the person right below President Putin to the citizens of the Ukraine and Crimea, how do these all interact? And is it possible that somebody within the Crimea or the Ukraine can actually change and alter what the stars have projected?
You know, you're absolutely right. This is one of the key questions, what you just said. And this is why, for example, this, you know, the Malaysia airline.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that. Uranus has just come in the third house when suddenly just disappeared, or somebody turned off the transponders.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is Saturn was squaring Mercury in the sky. And Mercury's in Aquarius, the aviation. And I was expecting in February, actually, all kinds of the aviation problems. But the Saturn-Mercury square is a major aspect of difficulty in communication. Like, for example, Marilyn Monroe, when she passed away, Saturn was touching off her Mercury. And they made it look as if she was trying to call somebody and she wasn't able to get through. But also at the time of Titanic, that they kept on saying that the water was freezing and they were seeing these icebergs.
Yeah.
Icebergs. And he completely kept on ignoring it. So miscommunication and communication problems. So in the sky, there was a Saturn-Mercury square. But I would love to see, I only got one person's chart, was an IBM executive, his birthday, because they said on Friday he would have been 53. So I got the exact birth date, and he had an exact Mars-Saturn square, which is a major accident configuration. I would love to find out at least like 10 people's birth dates.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can see the common destiny of everybody. Because they were all, there must have been something common in all of them. all those 239 passengers on that plane. And life and death, of course, I mean, this is a very unique experience, but they all must have had something on their chart. So that's one thing which I also see. So now, sometimes this leader is very, very strong, like Putin. Mm-hmm. Everybody just listens to him. Now, he likes to get things his way, but he's not really a normal dictator. He's a very intellectual person. He likes to win people to his side. That's his like Hitler was exactly opposite, that let's not argue, let's do it my way.
Right.
You know exactly his time. But Putin is very different. He said, this is not fair what they're doing, and we cannot have it run by thugs and all that.
Well, you know, he brought up several points during his press release the last week, and one of them that you have to say was, you know what, he's right, was when he talked about the Americans invading Iraq that had not attacked the United States.
Absolutely.
You know, and he said, you know, it's okay for the United States to do it. They did not follow UN protocol. They broke international law. They got away with it.
A separate country. Here, yeah. I mean, Ukraine was actually part of Russia just a few years
That's
ago.
Right. Hey, listen, you and I have got to take our commercial break with the news. Please stand by. Exo Nation, Hassan Jafar is our special guest. www.astrocycles.net. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone. Hassan and I will be back on the other side of this news break. Welcome back to The X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. No, we're not part of the GTA. No, Rob Ford is not the mayor of Hamilton. Thank God. But you know what? The other side of Rob Ford is that...
Well, apparently he has saved $1 billion for Toronto.
I'm telling you.
But Rob Ford, it seems, just sort of rolls with the punches.
Dance.
I think what happens, you know, Rob, I think when people get a lot of power, and they, for example, now in his case, it's old enough, but when their addiction is not, it really changes their whole psyche, it seems. Like, for example, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus, they're only like in their 20s. You know, they get multimillionaires, millions, and the Ferraris and Lamborghinis. And they cannot really, I mean, I was happy at least for one thing, that when he was racing those Lamborghinis and Ferraris, that he actually had the whole road cordoned off so nobody else would be there.
You know, I can understand that, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, money brings out the worst in people. But there are so many people who are unsung heroes who do so much because of their money. Look at Paul McCartney. Now, you want to talk about money?
Like, no, but he was never like a millionaire at the age of 20.
Well, sure.
Like, they were quite poor in the beginning. You know?
But
people have really, immediately, they've skyrocketed.
But when you look at the story of the Beatles, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, I think John Lennon was the hard rocker of the gang, and Paul McCartney...
But that whole age group was a very sacrificing age group.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote an article about the inspirational ideals of different age groups. Mm-hmm. It's on my astrocycles.net, and I'm talking about all the 12 age groups I'm going to be writing about, generations. I wrote about the 30s. And beginning of 40s, the master craftsmen, the blues. It's amazing, the real artists. Like your generation, for example, is the most romantic age group.
Oh, yeah. You know,
each
like
generation.
Songs mean something. You know, like today you listen to music. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, you listen to a lot of music, and my ears start cringing. It's like people putting their nails on a chalkboard and screech.
Well, see, Neptune was in Libra when you were born, same as where it was when Taj Mahal was conceived as a monumental love. Leonardo da Vinci was born with that. The arts, the music, the walls, Viennese walls, that all thrived when Neptune was in Libra. Julio Iglesias, Yanni, those are from your age group. The war had finished.
Yeah.
You know, like each generation, it's amazing. You know, like the article is quite insightful.
Well, we'll have to get people to go to www.astrocycles.net. Hassan Jaffer is our special guest. We're talking this hour. Well, it's basically an open topic for him. Hassan sent me his latest article. We had to bring him back on because it is very time sensitive. And, you know, I'm just glad that I wasn't born in one of the other signs. Like,
you know, you asked about Obama.
Yeah.
His age group is not being affected by this nightmare period. Whereas the paranoia and everything, which is quite justified, I think, in Putin's case. Mm-hmm. But he is going through that very, very stressful period where Obama is not.
Hey, did you ever realize that Russia didn't start reflexing its muscles until Edward Snowden landed there and they were able to get access to all the secrets that Snowden had?
It may have something, but these people also, you know, like when they say, for example, the EU and the NATO and all that, they try to encircle Russia, they try to coerce these people. That's when he feels threatened. And he's very, very good. You know, when they say it takes one to know one, he is a real, He's extremely intuitive.
Sure he is. You know, a colonel in the KGB, he didn't get there because of his good looks.
Absolutely.
You know, he had what it takes. And I think that if I was the leader of a country and I believed in my heart of hearts and what I saw was proof that people were trying to cut me off and coerce me into doing something that I did not believe was right for my people, I would probably do the same.
Yeah. And because his charge is singularly one of the most powerful charges, even though it's purely intellectual, so it's very objective, and he would change the laws rather than like a military approach. But there are very few people, like Apple's Steve Jobs, for example. Through Steve Jobs' chart, I was able to predict world events, what's happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I wrote about all the digital analog technology, how where it's changing, where the holography is going, all of that, purely based on one person's chart. So there are certain charts where maybe nature chooses these people to represent the entire nation. That's why the individuals don't matter as much as a leader quite often. So his chart, Putin's chart, just from his chart, we can see a lot what's happening to Russia and Ukraine, everything. Like last year was a very lucky year for him financially, but the entire Russia, they gained a lot financially. Now Jupiter's in his ninth house. It's the highest aspect of truth and philosophy. People become like philosophers. They become like preachers. And that's why his sense of mission, I think this is what he feels, because end of this year, next year, he's got a very depleting aspect. And I think so once he retires, he'll just keep very low profile.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, he feels it almost like his mission. And he's using a very good loophole that the president, the actual president, who is a legitimate president, who was elected, he's the one who invited him. Just like America always used to say, you know, that they were invited by these Iraqi opposition party and who were proven to be all nonsense, you know.
These are definitely strange times, and when we look at the world scenario, when we look at what is happening in the world, we you know, I don't think that I would want to be anyone who crossed a red line that President Vladimir Putin puts in the sand. However, President Obama has made so many red lines in the sand, and he's backed down from every one of them.
But you see, you have to understand one thing. Obama has brain line completely separate. That means it's like people who rob the bank or people who are very daring and adventurous type. But all the society, see, he's like a dreamer. He's a fantastic motivator.
Mm-hmm.
The people around him and the lobby, et cetera, who keep pulling him down. So he's really not acting what he really wants. He does not really mind what Putin is doing at all.
Well, he's only got another 2 years in power anyway. So does he really have to care? He's going to be set for life.
But he does not like all those thugs and all that type of thing, but he has to say certain things also. So I think in the lobby, of course, the Senate is bought both ways, both mm-hmm. Republicans and the Democrats. So he's not really doing what he really wants. I'm writing a new book on leaders and followers, but I'm actually calling it Follow the Leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting one that the entire system is made by people who are brainline joined and those who are brainline separate, like those who have ADDs or...
And then you've got those who are brainline dead.
But the entire system is changing. So like, for example, you know, the school system, the architect used to be 6 years course. And I'm sure they can cut down by at least 2 years because all the stucco and all the aspects of the bricks and all that, for example, it used to take months to learn. Now you can find it in 2 seconds. So everything is condensing it so fast. And even the attention span of children, everybody is becoming like ADD. They need instant gratification.
That is so true. And people... I think are going to lose the ability to think. And this is scary because if an event ever arose where the grid goes down or the satellites go down or if there's
Absolutely.
An EMF pulse that disables the electronics,
they're totally gone.
They're gone. You know, like, oh my God, what do I do? It's so pathetic. We went to the KIG last week.
Yeah.
And I was astounded by the number of people who were sitting in the restaurant, instead of talking at the table...
They're texting.
They're texting. Like, how stupid.
This lady was having a problem with her son, you know? She said, no, he doesn't talk to me. I said, why don't you text him?
Well, yeah. I guess whatever floats your boat. But I really think that people say it's the media, you know, that is doing the brainwashing today. It's not the media. It's the companies who are involved in this mass communication. We are getting too much data too fast. And by getting this data at the speed we are, they can be embedding certain psychological messages.
Yeah.
It's just like in the films years ago when they would be doing subliminal suggestions.
Yes.
They're doing the same thing today, and people are so blind. They are so gullible. People are sheep.
By the way, there are three major events that I'm very concerned about. First of all, okay. On the positive side, from this July till next July, the mm-hmm. gold will go up in price a lot. And the real gold that I'm talking about, that, and also anything to do with monarchy and the fame. Mm-hmm. The major fame aspect is exactly that. Every 12 years, it happens when Jupiter moves in the sign of Leo. So if somebody wants to publish a book or something, this is the time for it. So major epic movies and all that from this July to next July. And Russia's gold reserve is a lot, of course, so they will go up in price a lot. And this is the last aspect of monarchy in Saudi Arabia and all these places. And because after about 1 or 2 years, they're going down. And then after, from July of 2015, for about 1 year, the silver will go up in price. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the market will start going up to unsustainable levels. And then October 2017 is when the major crashes. That's the last aspect of both America and, interestingly, Israel. Both America and Israel have identical, they both have Libra rising. So for a normal person, it would be like a bankruptcy aspect. So when the prices are coming down, their status in the world becomes less. So I guess after Obama, I think the next president that comes in, for example, I don't think they'll have any power at all. There won't be any charisma at all. And so at maximum, I would give it about like 2 years, what's happening there.
Strange times, my good friend, strange times. What suggestions do you have for people out there, Hassan? You're not only an astrologer. To me, you're a philosopher. You're a thinker. By profession, you're an engineer, which means you have a very analytical mind. And I understand how this works so well for you as being the astrologer you are and having the clientele that you do have and the respect that you've generated over the many years. How can people best prepare for the technological changes ahead?
This is why I'm writing some of the books, because my brain line is totally separate. And my fingers are long, so which means I'm quite analytical. Yeah. I take my time, but in action, I'm very fast. And people who are brain line separate, the line that goes all around the thumb is called the lifeline.
Yeah.
And above that, the one in the middle is called the headline.
Right.
If they are joined, the closer they are, the more attached to the family and the home and the mother the person is.
Right.
And normally women have brain line joined. Now, most people achieve a lot when they have brain line joined. The separate ones, they are the dynamic ones, they are the motivators, but they need to see the results right away, otherwise they get bored. Now, in one of my articles here on palmistry, I wrote about Beyonce and Einstein, that what they have in common, and they both had brain line completely separate. Mm. In her case, you know, when she dares to go up on the stage the way she does, when they break the tradition, that's brain line separate. In his case, he took on a huge challenge. The earth was just too small, so he had to look at the cosmic riddle. So when people take on huge things, that's brain line separate. I think that's one of the key things for the life coaching, for people to see two things. First of all, if the brain line is joined and separate, to see what approach. Like in your case, from what I remember, I think is joined. So you need a bit more fun in life. You need the salsa dancing. You need some aspect where you can completely, I mean, you work like it's like 10 people.
Well, you know what? Instead of salsa dancing, can I get Mayor Rob Ford to teach me how to do Jamaican dancing?
But instead of just in the studio, you need to go out also to have more fun. Mm-hmm. This aspect, you see. But that approach in life, that's the first thing which I'm teaching, what approach is best for people. Like, for example, people are brain line joined. They should never go into stock market unless it's long-term Dow or something. Like NASDAQ, by the time they're too loyal, by the time they act, the whole market changes. And they worry too much about the consequences. So there are certain ways, approaches for both of them. For the brain line separate, for example, for the children, let's say the spelling, if a child has brain line separate, or they have double ADD or something, for example, instead of giving them pills, I would have educational games where they're shooting at all these numbers or letters falling down, you know, and they learn spelling that way. So I make a whole life coaching thing in this respect. And to completely slow down from time to time when you go to a cottage. See, one thing I really love about Canada, when you go in the north to the cottage, it's a completely different aspect from the rest of the world. You completely forget about the aspect. You're in nature, and preferably there's no internet. So from time to time, just to ease up, because as you said, our mind is becoming bombarded with so many things, especially with the children. They're becoming almost selfish. They don't even realize they're in their own world.
Hassan Jaffer is our special guest, my friends. AstroCycles.net is his website. We'll be back. Don't go away. Hassan Jaffer is our special guest this hour here in the X-Zone, X-Zone Nation. www.astrocycles.net. And if you go to that website, you can read the article that we've been featuring this hour, Vladimir Putin and Ukraine. Plus, it's a great site filled with information, and it also has the contact information on how you can get your astrological chart done by Hassan. And who are some of your clients that may be known to our listening audience?
A lot of people, you know, I don't like to put names, you know, because purely out of confidentiality, but there are a lot of actors and a lot of politicians. Mm-hmm. I love my Greek tycoons also. They really lead such a good, healthy life, actually, also, you know. A lot of them in New York and London.
I like their yogurt, personally. I like Greek yogurt. I like Greek salad. I like feta cheese. Maybe Greek in a previous life. Maybe that's why I like the Mediterranean so much.
I'm making some really interesting things connected with neurology.
Yes.
And these 2-3 weeks are really critical. I did about 400 different projects. I've only made about 10 of them available to the masses, mm-hmm. To the public. And very soon you'll see in a couple of months, a lot of my things will be coming out, a lot of gadgets and all that. But what's happening in the world right now, see, one really positive thing that is happening is Neptune being the sign of Pisces. It happens only once in 165 years. It's an extremely spiritual aspect. That's why all the crowdfunding and everything that you see is mm-hmm. silently going on in the background. A lot of people who are just being so generous with a lot of the poor, the needy, all they're opening their hearts to them. And the music, etc., very spiritual, inspirational type of music.
Yes.
That's Neptune Pisces. From December of this year, Saturn moves away from this cruel, mean aspect of Scorpio to Sagittarius, an extremely philosophical aspect. So from this December, throughout the next 2 years, will be absolutely fantastic in the world. All the preaching, the values will come back. But before they come back, the extreme has to go on the other way around. And that's exactly what's been happening. And so the best of the philosophical, the spiritual aspect, you'll see end of this year, from December, starting from this Christmas, actually, and throughout the next 2 years. The signs of Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Leo are going through a major new 7-year period, which finishes by about summer of this year. They will have all kinds of struggles and all that, but they have to think for the next 7 years what they want to do. The signs of Aries. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, see, like you are Taurus, but you have Mercury in Aries. So from July onwards, it's a fantastic time for about 1 year for mass communication, for a lot of what they call fire signs and air signs. So Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sagittarius, and Aquarius. And when they go to my website, by the way, one of the things that I would recommend is that take their in-depth personal analysis. When they go into the shop there, they'll see the in-depth personal analysis. It's a very thorough analysis. I've given the examples of a lot of other people, a lot of celebrities and people who have achieved something in science, in music, and art, so that you can see what your best, highest potential is. I don't care how you do it, but to recognize your talent first, that's the most important thing. Many people come to me and when I tell them how talented they are, and they feel mm-hmm. shy, I say, listen, I'm not talking about you. I'm praising that God who created you. Shame on you that you haven't done anything with it. What have you done with all that talent? So recognizing that talent, that I'm extremely talented, I know that, in music and art. I play almost most of the instruments and in sports, art, music. If I wasn't, I wouldn't understand even a little bit of that divine truth. And it's important to understand your talents and then do something with it. To find that highest talent, and then to check your timing. There are certain times when planets are down, but mm-hmm. you focus on yourself, and certain times you come out in the public.
And that's if they go to www.astrocycles.net, right?
That's right. Yes.
Hassan, you and I have to say so long for tonight, buddy. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Always a great pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
Do me a special favor. Say hi to your family for me. Love them.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
ExoNation, Hassan Jaffer has been our special guest for this hour. We've been talking about many things, including his article, Vladimir Putin and Ukraine, which is available at astrocycles.net.